He wrapped their coats, each in turn, around the trunk of a small tree and twisted out the water. He had the boy take off his clothes, and he wrapped him in one of the blankets, and while he stood shivering, he wrung the water out of his clothes and passed them back. The ground where they'd slept was dry, and they sat there with the blankets draped over them, and ate apples and drank water. Then they set out upon the road again, slumped and cowled and shivering in their rags, like mendicant friars sent forth to find their keep. By evening, at least they were dry. They studied the pieces of map, but he'd little notion of where they were. He stood at a rise in the road and tried to take his bearings in the twilight. They left the pike and took a narrow road through the country and came at last upon a bridge and a dry creek, and they crawled down the bank and huddled underneath.
"Can we have a fire?" the boy said.
"We don't have a lighter." The boy looked away. "I'm sorry, I dropped it. I didn't want to tell you."
"That's okay."
"I'll find us some flint. I've been looking. And we've still got the little bottle of gasoline."
"Okay."
"Are you very cold?"
"I'm okay."
The boy lay with his head in the man's lap. After a while he said,
"They're going to kill those people, aren't they?"
"Yes."
"Why do they have to do that?"
"I don't know."
"Are they going to eat them?"
"I don't know."
"They're going to eat them, aren't they?"
"Yes."
"And we couldn't help them because then they'd eat us too."
"Yes."
"And that's why we couldn't help them."
"Yes."
"Okay."
They passed through towns that warned people away with messages scrawled on the billboards. The billboards had been whited out with thin coats of paint in order to write on them, and through the paint could be seen a pale palimpsest of advertisements for goods which no longer existed. They sat by the side of the road and ate the last of the apples. "What is it?" the man said.
"Nothing."
"We'll find something to eat. We always do." The boy didn't answer. The man watched him. "That's not it, is it?"
"It's okay."
"Tell me." The boy looked away down the road. "I want you to tell me. It's okay." He shook his head. "Look at me," the man said. He turned and looked. He looked like he'd been crying. "Just tell me."
"We wouldn't ever eat anybody, would we?"
"No, of course not."
"Even if we were starving?"
"We're starving now."
"You said we weren't."
"I said we weren't dying. I didn't say we weren't starving."
"But we wouldn't."
"No, we wouldn't."
"No matter what?"
"No, no matter what."
"Because we're the good guys."
"Yes."
"And we're carrying the fire."
"And we're carrying the fire." "Yes."
"Okay."